friends, mates, cobbers. We've all got different names for those people in our life that are close to us, that journey with us. I've got a whole bunch of friends in my life that if you said, hey, do you know Jared, to them, they'll be like, Jared who? Who's that? Probably not. I've got other names that they know me by, and maybe some of you guys have got nicknames and other names as well. And, you know, I think with friends, there comes a point where you meet people, and then through the things of life, through circumstances or just seasons of life that you journey with people, you can either stay sort of acquaintances and sort of and know people, but then you go to friends level, and friends level is exciting. I like friends level. Friend level to me is someone who just gets in my face and who challenges me, who will come to my house and open up my fridge and help themselves. I always know when someone's a friend because they'll make themselves at home when I say. And if you come to my house and I say that to you, I actually mean it. What's mine is yours. Help yourself. So, you know, it's forged through life. Friendship is forged through life. And there's some people that we will be friends with and some people that we won't. And that's fine. It's okay. We can't be friends with everyone. And some people are just a pain in the... And so, you know, don't try and force something that's not there. Anyway, what do your friends call you? What do your friends call you? If I ask your friends about you, what would they say about you? How would they summarize your life? And it would be quite an interesting thought. If we could hear everybody's little brain bubbles going now, if we could project that on the screen, it would look quite funny, right? Hey, congratulations to you guys too. These guys have just got engaged. Just sort of, yeah, good stuff. Taking your friendship to the next level. Yeah, that's awesome. I love engagement time's the fun part. It's like you make this decision and then you, I'm getting to that. It's okay. Calm down over there. Calm down over there, Rocky. No, it's cool. It's you start off and you make this friendship and then you fall in love and nobody really wants to know about you, right? And then you go, we're engaged, and everyone's like, this is what you're going to do. You're going to do this and this and this and this and this is what, and you're like, whatever. So anyway, that's supposed to be encouraging. It's sometimes part of being friends is the familiarity, if that's the right way to say it. And so I just want to talk briefly around this issue this morning, around what I see in my life, how I can treat God a little bit too familiar. I understand that God is Lord, Jesus is Lord. If, like I just said from reading that, you know, if I make him Lord, I mean, he's Lord whether I make him or not. But if I decide that I'm going to make him Lord of my life, then, you know, I've always had this tension about how do I call him friend, you know, because I don't want to call my God, my Lord, my master, you know, buddy or pal or cobber. It just does, to me, it just seems weird. It just seems wrong. It seems, you know, under him. But we're going to read this morning in John chapter 15 that Jesus actually allows us, he asks us to call him friends if we want to. And so I just want to talk about this for a little minute. I'm fascinated by the scripture. This is the night before Jesus goes through what he does for us. It's just the incredible gift that he's given us of his death and his resurrection, and that's a whole other thing. But you know, this is the night before, and he's just spent like 3 years with these dudes, these disciples, these guys that he's hung out with. They've seen incredible things. They've been in Jesus's world. They've seen things that no other humans and have seen, and they've spent time with the Savior, and he's got them around a dinner, which is always good. Dinner's always good. And they're talking, and he's basically saying, look, you know, I need to wrap this up, boys, because something's about to go down. Like, you know, all these riddles that we've talked about, all these things that we've talked about is actually like right here. This is about to happen. And so this is a really important conversation to have with his guys. And he's basically summarized, you know, their whole 3 years together. And then he's gone and he said this in John 15 in chapter 14. Well, actually, just before that, he says, my command is this, love each other as I've loved you. greater love has no one than this, than he lay down his life for his friends. And up to now, you've got to realize that they have called him master. They know that he's been teaching them and he's been discipling them. And they probably haven't seen him as a friend. They haven't seen him in that personal kind of thing as a friend, because he's always been kind of there. And so this is a new discussion to them. He's always been loving and he's always been really one-on-one with them, with each of them. But this is a whole new thing for them to hear. He's basically saying, I'm about to do something, and if you want the benefits of that, you're going to need to learn this. And this thing is love. And love is the basis of any friendship, as you would know. And he's saying, you've got to lay your life down for your friends. And then he says in verse 14, you are my friends if you do what I command. Have you got a friend in your life where, or have you had someone in your life where they've you've been introduced and maybe you've hung out a couple of times and then they've said, well, I want to be your friend. There's only one thing, you're going to have to do everything that I say. Has anyone ever had a bossy friend, like super bossy friend? We all have, we're just too shy to say. Basically, Jesus has just said to us, we can be his friend so long as we do everything he says. In our minds, we're like, that's not going to happen, right? I can't possibly do everything you say. I've got, what about what I think? What about what I want to do? I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. Now, he's saying to his disciples, and he says to us today, you've got to lay down your life in love. There's no greater thing than that. Now, this is how you do it. Basically, you've got to do what I want you to do, and that's not your starting point, that's it. That's the start, middle and finish, right there, lay it down. Now, he's saying, I'm still going to be, I want to be friends, my friendship is available to you. I don't think he's saying that you're still not going to be his servant. He's saying he's no longer going to call us servant, but we still serve him because he's the Lord. Now, he's the Lord because he owns us. Why does he own us? Because he's paid a price for us. We've all got a sin price of our life to pay that we can't pay, and Jesus paid it for us. So he owns us. He is our master if we let him be. So he's saying, don't get too familiar with me. I'm still Lord. You still got to do what I ask you to do. And what I'm asking you to do, if you want to be my friend and have all the benefits of my friendship, which is me going to that next level and showing you, teaching you everything. He says everything that the Father has taught him. And just ponder on that for a second. Everything that was made to a Jesus, it was available to Jesus through his Father in heaven, being the third part of the Godhead, everything available is available to us. And all we have to do is do what he says. Right now, I was going to read what I read before, so I might actually read some of that again. Now, I had to read it out of here because I couldn't write it like this. If I wrote it, it wouldn't sound like this, but it just hits me. It's Jesus is Lord regardless of what you or I decide. The Bible is clear that one day every knee will bow. And I just really want us to grab that concept today that that's right, Michael. We've got to grasp hold of this, that no matter how we are feeling, no matter what, where we are in our life, God is still God. He is still who he is. And it's only our circumstances and things that change our view of that, but it doesn't change who he is. And if we can grasp hold of that, that'll change everything, I think. Jesus is Lord. He's paid a price for us. He owns us. He's not our homie. He's not our bro. He's our friend. But he's still Lord. And when he asks us to do something, we need to either do it or not do it. There's no kind of middle. There's no middle ground in that. So when he's opened up and said, you can be friends so long as you do what I ask you to do, and then said that, so doing what he says hasn't changed, but his commitment to us has gone to another level. So he still does what he wants, but then he's saying, everything is going to be available to you. And that's amazing. How do you love How do you love one another in friendship? Like, how do we love our friends? I don't know about you guys, but like I said, you know, friendships to me is forged through the things of life. So you get into all the nitty gritty and the ugly and the good and the celebrations and the good times and the bad times. And you know, how do you go about showing someone that you love them? You know, and you know, Jesus says to lay down your life. And sometimes you know, we can have this glamorous Hollywood kind of picture about laying down your life, you know, where the superhero jumps in front of the bus and pushes someone out of the way, and that's laying down your life. I think that's cool, but I think it's a bit Hollywood. I don't think Jesus is asking us to lay down our life as a one-off thing. Laying down something is different than just, you know, dying for it. Laying it down is laying it down daily. Laying it down is being available to your friends through everything. Being available, you know, through the good times and the bad and all the stuff that makes up life. And I think of Peter the disciple, you know, around this scripture at the end of John. You know, they've had this meal and they do this, and then they shoot off, and Jesus goes to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, even at the meal, Pete's gone, Lord, you know, I'm never going to leave you. I'm going to be right by your side. I'll be your man. I'm here. You know, I'll be your friend. You know, this is solid. I'm solid for you. And then we get to the garden, and Jesus has gone to pray, and he's taken three of the lads, three of his closest friends. And he's like, I'm just going to pray there, but look, I know that there's some stuff going down, and I just need you to hang out and just pray, but I kind of need to be on my own, but I want you to stay over here and just keep praying. Just, you know, I want you to stay awake, stay with me. And that'd be great. Thanks. Appreciate it, boys. That's awesome. And he's gone over to pray, and he's come back a little while longer, and the boys are asleep. You know, these are the guys that have just said, you know, we're with you, we're your mates, we're you know, we're not your servants anymore, we're friends, we're going to do everything you say. You know, you've told us to stay awake, and told us to hang out and give you support, and here they are asleep. And Jesus has got to be ticked off, right? I mean, he's, you know, he's got to be like, oh, far out, you know. Have they forgotten, you know, the speech that I gave them last night? You know, they, you know, they said, oh, we're with you and all that. Anyway, so being full of grace and love, he kicks them and wakes them up and says, okay, this, obviously, maybe I wasn't speaking, you know, proper. I was going to say English, but he didn't speak English anyway, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, maybe I wasn't brewing it up properly, but I want you to stay awake because I'm going over there and things are getting, you know, serious. You know, there's some stuff going down. I don't know whether you can sense that. I'm a bit stressed, you know. And can you just stay with me? Stay awake. Stay praying with me and for me. Yeah. Happens again. Three times, you know. And in the end, Jesus is, I mean, you can kind of hear it in the text. He kind of gets ticked off with it. But he's just so full of love for these guys. And he's like, you know what, they just don't get what's going on here. Sometimes when you've got friends and you're going through things, you just don't get what they're going through. But it'd be cool if we could be those sorts of people that would lay down our lives enough to be able to stand with our friends when they need us. Maybe we need to make more room in our life so that we're not so tired so we can help them. Maybe we need to position ourselves so that we've got a bit of extra whatever to help them in their moment, so that when our friends need us, we're there. Just a thought. It's about being unselfish. And then I reckon he's embarrassed. I reckon he's embarrassed because when the guards come to get Jesus, you know, he's whipping out a sword to cut people's ears off because he's saying, oh, well, I couldn't pray in that, but oh, I'm going to get this guy, you know. Because he's felt growled by Jesus. He's like, oh, I've got to do something. So he's off at this dude's ear. And Jesus is like, man, you can't stay awake and pray, but you can, you know, slice this dude. And he's had to get the ear and put it back. And can you not do that again, please? This is, you know. And so Pete's just got this journey with this thing with Jesus. And you know what? I look at Peter's life and I think, man, I'm exactly the same. I'm exactly the same. I said, God, you know, I want to follow you. I'll do everything you say. I'll whatever you want from me, you know. And then every day I'm like battling to do stuff that I shouldn't battle with, you know, and should be able to just put him first. I say it with my mouth, but I don't say it with my life, you know. And if we want to be friends, we've got to do what he says. We've got to do what he asks us, and it's not negotiable. And we've got to get to the point in our lives where will we just get that in our brains, that this walk with Jesus is not negotiable. He's not going to change. He is who he is, and we're the ones that need to change. We're never going to make it so that he fits in with us as much as we would like that to happen. That's not going to happen. So we've got to lay down our life daily. And then the second part that I just, you know, with our friendships, I think, I love what he says, you know, I no longer call you servants because a servant doesn't know what his master's business is. Instead, I've called you friends. For everything that I've learnt from my father, I have made known to you. I want to be a friend who does whatever I can to those people in my life, to support them, to help them get forward in life, to do whatever it takes to see them succeed. Because that's, to me, laying your life down. And once again, I'm not sure whether I've got to that point in my life, but if we're heading that way, you know, if we're putting others first, you know, we've got to discipline our lives. We've got to set ourselves up so that we can give into other people's lives, I believe. I believe that that this life is not just about us and God. It's about us helping others to find God. The best thing that could ever happen to me is that someone else can find God. They can find a relationship with him. And if that means that I've got to get up early or I've got to do this or that, you know, really it should be a no-brainer. We should be people that will do anything to lead people to Christ, to show them, and not just people that don't know him, you know, in the church family here. You know, we should be busting ourselves to help one another, to give opportunity. And it's a true sign of maturity, I think, to be able to put others first. Just simple this morning. I just want to ask you. I just want to ask myself. You know, have I been calling Jesus? Have I been too familiar with him, with my Lord and my Savior? You know, have I treated him more like, you know, I'll use you when I need to, and when I don't want to know you. And I might not say that with my mouth, but I say it with my life. And this, you know, I'm not trying to do a big heavy this morning. I want to encourage you that there's a place that we can get in Christ, and where it just gets easier to do this, because he reveals himself more and more to us, and the more he reveals about himself to us, the easier it is to let go of the things that we hold on to. And I just want to be in a group of people. I want to be in a church. I want to be in a family, in a community of people that put other people first. And the essence of friendship is to lay down our lives. So I just want to ask us all this morning, and maybe the band could come. It's nice and quick this morning because it's friends, and I want us to hang out a bit more today, which is always good, eh? Sometimes we're a bit rushed on a Sunday, and sometimes we've got to get in and get it done and get out, but that's kind of not what this thing's about, right? So I want to ask us this morning, you know, this week, let's make a commitment. And I'm talking to myself. Let's make a commitment between us and the Lord. Say, Lord, you know, and you have to get to that point in your mind. I can't tell you. I can't. No one else can decide to you, for you, who God is. You need to come to that place yourself. But if you're going to call him Lord, if you're going to call him Savior, if you're going to call him the boss, then we need to treat him like that. You know, the gospel's a good news story, man. There's so much grace and love involved. You know, there's no way we can attain what we're talking about in our own strength. There's no way we can do absolutely everything that God asks us to do in our own strength. But he gives us the strength. And I believe he gives us the ability to change things and to move towards his love, his grace, his mercy. And as we do that, we'll probably be more merciful and more loving to others as well. Because we live in quite a harsh time where we want God to be gracious and loving to us, but then we're not the same to others. We've always got, you know, always not believing in other people as easy as we want God to believe in us. So anyway, that's a challenge this week. Why don't we purpose that we're going to live for someone else this week, lay down our lives, that the Lord will be God, that we'll live a life that treats him like his Lord and Savior, but a friend as well. Will we ask him, Lord, will you show me what God has taught you. Will you show me how to get through the situation? Will you show me what it means in my life for these things that I'm battling with? So I'm just going to pray and then we'll finish. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord. Father, that you've called us family, Lord. You've called us friends. Father, you've given us everything we could ever need in this world. Father, if we just make you Lord, if we just let you have your way in our lives, Lord God. And Father, Lord, I want to be someone who just chases after you, Lord God, and in my imperfection and in the things that I stuff up daily, Lord God. I just pray, Lord, that Father, you just continue to forgive me, Lord, that you would continue to show me how to move forward from these things, Lord God, and to love others and to lay down my life, Lord God, for others. Father God, you say that when you look at your church on the world, on the planet Earth, that you want your bride, you want your church to be known for our love. And I pray that people would look upon us, Lord, seeing a different kind of love for those around us, Lord God. Father, that it wouldn't just be lip service, it wouldn't be something that we say and not be an example of, Lord, but Father, that somehow through our actions and our love for others, Lord, that people would be drawn to you. So we just pray, Lord God, as we go about this week, Father, that this word would just remain in us, Lord, Father, that we'll ponder on these things, that we'll think on these things, we'll chew it over, Lord God. We want to leave this place today wondering about you, wondering, you know, about things, Lord, and really just spend this week learning about you. So I pray that, Father, that we would all determined to do that in our lives this week, Lord God. And Father, that you would bring people around us to help us with this journey. Father, that we would be those people that you bring to others to help them through. That we would be givers and we would love each other, Lord God, as you've asked us to. In your name, amen.